In the name of our risen Lord, amen. Please be seated. Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise? Well, the terrorists are in the news again. This terror movement has to be stopped. People are afraid. They're terrified. What can we do about it? Well, all we have to do is listen to the fact that way down deep, there is this desire to be against those all around. So we have to get it before it gets any worse. We have to put this thing down. Well, the leader of this terroristic revolt is this guy named Jesus, who is causing all sorts of trouble in our land. This Jesus guy, he keeps talking about getting rid of the Roman Empire. We know that that means our jobs get cost as well, our security as well, our identity as well, our meaning. We have to get rid of him. We'll use nails. We'll nail him up on a cross. We'll let him die. We'll show everybody what you do with terrorism. We'll make a public spectacle of the whole thing. He's been talking about this kind of stuff for a long time. I and the Father are one. What kind of father would let his son go do terroristic things and not try to stop him, but to encourage it? His mother tried, but you see where that led. Didn't want to listen to her. We've got to nip it in the bud. We've got to stop this nonsense about somebody in control besides us. Let's use the Roman Empire. Let's use the widest group possible to go and snuff this thing out. They'll get the idea. Well, they did. They did get the idea. Because all of the closest followers ran away into hiding, slipped into the neighborhood where nobody could see them. They weren't going to get in trouble. There were some women there, but you know how it is with women. They're emotional, they feel sorry, they cry, but they don't take up weapons, so they're no threat. Get rid of them. Stop this thing right now. And they kill him. They get the guy dead. You would think, that does it. That does it. No more trouble from him again. And the ones who follow, they'll get the message. Shut up. Be quiet. Say nothing. And it wasn't hard because all of them were scared silly that they were next. Early, very early in the morning, maybe before any of the important people were up, these women go to the tomb with a whole slew of spices. Well, we know what that's for. You sprinkle that all over the body so that it doesn't stink when you go to cry. They were so afraid, they didn't even lament on Good Friday. They didn't cry. They didn't have a big wailing party. They all snuck off. And the women, maybe from afar, saw where they put him, but that was it. Get rid of that terrorist. Settle things down again. People will forget soon enough. And then the women come to the terrorist's tomb, the ringleader of the rebellion, the one who's going to wreck everything. He's not there. Not there. The leaders thought they could put this one down. Well, somebody must have stolen the body and moved it to another location. The followers certainly weren't very excited. They didn't get up early to go see what was going on there. Women came. That's an idle tale. What do you mean he's not there? What do you mean? A couple of angels said he is risen. They weren't ready for it either. They didn't expect anything either. In fact, even afterwards, Peter and his buddies go back to fishing, go back to the normal, everyday events of life. But somehow or another, even though history has shown that some of those very followers of Jesus Christ were mean and wicked toward those who didn't follow their line and didn't like when someone nailed up a list of things that maybe should go back to the way it used to be and made criminals out of those who didn't quite follow their way of thinking or ostracized them, somehow in the muddle of all of this, here we are. Some 2,000 years later, celebrating the terrorist's death and resurrection. Does it really matter? Or are we just back to our own normal, everyday life this afternoon already and tomorrow? If for this life only, we believe that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, we are of all people to be most pitied. If Jesus and what he did is simply to show us how to be nice to each other, you sure don't need to hear about that every week. You sure don't need to celebrate that. Why, I learned most of that in kindergarten already. I don't need someone to tell me how to be nice. And if I'm not nice, well, nobody's perfect. Put up with me. It's all just a story anyway, isn't it? How could we have a story that would involve a father sending his son to death to do something? How horrendous a story. Doesn't make any sense. Forgiveness, life, salvation. Oh, in the sweet by and by, maybe it comes, but it really doesn't make any difference when we've got to get gas in the car and food on the table and clothes washed and our family put to bed or up or drag ourselves out for another day. That's all our old sinful nature talking. That's what our old flesh and the world around us and Satan himself want us to believe. That this was just a foolish mistake. But then there's that little teeny tiny problem. His grave isn't just empty. He who is described in the Holy Scriptures as true God and true man is risen from the dead, is ascended to the right hand of his Father, directs the ministry of this body of believers and all bodies of believers that's called the church, will come again to judge the living and the dead, and says this is not just nonsense, this is what gives your life meaning. I have delivered you from the terrorism that my Father would bring upon you for all of what you have done wrong, what you deserve to have happen to you. It has all happened to me, and you have been freed from yourself to live as the first parents, Adam and Eve, lived, at peace with the Almighty God, even in a mixed up, broken world that thinks there has to be terrorism and hatred and rebellion and all the rest of that. There is one place where we can be at peace about ourselves and about everyone else, knowing that Jesus Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Jesus could walk right down the aisle now, ask me to sit down and stand in this pulpit, and you would still not know that after you are put in the grave, he and his death and resurrection will bring you back to life, to live forever as God intended it. We can only believe, and we can act on our belief. Is this central? Is it important? I am astounded that anybody on this earth could be so dedicated to their view of God that they are willing to blow themselves up and hurt people whom they consider infidels. And yet Jesus says, would you please go out into the world? But he says, not to wreak havoc, not to cause death, but to bring life. To announce that God is at peace because of what Jesus Christ did. And God wants to give every human being the eternal benefits of being at peace with him. The only people who do not need to hear this message are people who have it all together and are doing just fine already. Let me know when you find one. Every one of us struggle against our own fears and doubts, against our own fears of the terrors of the night, of the things that have happened or are happening or will happen. And we gather here to find out that our eternal destiny is wrapped up in believing that this man, Jesus Christ, is truly God, and that his death is to stop the brokenness and the wickedness on this planet, and that one heart at a time, he seeks to heal us, stand us on our feet, help us to praise and honor and glorify him every single day, and to go forth to love people with his forgiveness and his love. If it's just being nice to everybody, we sure don't need this. But if it's looking at everyone through the eyes of the cross and loving everyone because Jesus Christ was willing to die for every human being who has ever walked the planet, and to walk out of that empty tomb saying, he says my tomb is going to be empty as well, and that all of my life is not wrapped up here, so that I need not be wrapped up only with the things of this world, but with praising and glorifying him and being strengthened to love people as he loved me, not to bring explosions of death, but to be equipped with that good news to find every way, every day, to love other people and let them know that Christ is risen, he is risen indeed, and to look at everyone else and realize that our life is not lived out according to what others do to us, but it is lived out according to what he has done for us. I am the resurrection and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I'm the vine. You're the branches. Apart from me, you can do nothing. But go, love one another as I have loved you. And someday, like Lazarus, we will hear those words, come out of your tomb and live in the restored creation forever. We are at peace with God in Jesus Christ. We are called to take our time and our talents and our treasures and put those together so that we can make sure people hear that eternal message, that explosion that brings life and not death, and to yearn that our God will continue to give us peace every day, even when we struggle, that we might not be caught up in the terror of a broken world and the terror of our own existence, not to hear the joyful story about the resurrection to life everlasting that wraps us all in eternity and gives us peace and hope every single day. The women wasted their money on the spices because they didn't listen. They were caught up in the brokenness of death. But it did not end there. They went and said, that didn't work because something better happened. And the Lord helped them to understand that something better would be for life everlasting. May each of us be touched in the depth of our being, that every day we drown that old sinful nature, the one that tends to push God away, and rejoice every day that we can hear about our salvation and ask the Lord to help us be encouraged to live each day to praise and honor him and to love with the forgiving love that put him on the cross and that was proclaimed as victorious when death could not hold him. It won't hold us either. Confess it by faith, which God looks at in our hearts to say, you believe that I'm your Savior? Come enjoy the blessings of my Father, and then live it out each day. Amen. May the peace of God that passes all human understanding keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.